And this is the way the Sopagitahe preserved the geese. And after he satisfied himself with the snow geese, and then he turned into a fishing. He can do the fishing while he is hunting the geese, but he would use the gill net only. Every day or every second day, he would visit them and get the fish out, and then dry it and smoke the fish. Smoked fish is very well preserved. Again, the same thing, take the moisture out of it, and then it became so dry. And you could pack those fish very in a bag, also the same bag as I call burlap sack, or maybe a cotton bag, like a pillowcase. You could use that, or even larger. In that time, the 100 pounds of flour was contained by the cotton bags, and they're usually very light and not tightly mesh. That means the air can go through very easily when they've been washed at once. After their flour has been eaten or used all of. So these bags were very good for that. And if you have any burlap sacks, then that was much better. And so, dried fish, smoked fish, was preserved that way and piled amongst other things that have been made preserved food. And also, the fish also can be powdered fish. And the fish like that can be coarse and can be fine, just like almost like a mashed potato. And it can be made the same way as I did. It can be eaten. You can put water in it to make it moist and blend it with berries if you wish, whatever it is, and makes it easy to eat. And this is also called a bimekan. That's what it is when you blend this dried fish and powdered fish with something else, especially a lard or a oil. And that is what it's called. Sometimes he has what they call patakwaskohigan. It means the logs shaped in box and sealed from the top and usually sunk to the ground. And that's where he put all these preserved and prepared processed food, wild food. And then in the last days of nice days in the month of August, when it is, we usually know it as Indian summer, when it's mostly southern and very warm for the last day, that is when these people can be put into the boat, a yolk boat that have been created, the yolk factory, which I sometimes have one mast and then open deck, but can be latched down with waterproof material, and they became waterproof. And this is usually packed with the salted geese and smoked geese and smoked fish and a powdered fish or even powdered smoked meat. And then ship, if it's possible, to ship it all the way to your factory for the use of the next spring stevedoring or unloading the ship. And that is why the Hudson Bay Company established the goose and fishing camp during those days. And as they say, every spring, people around the coastal of Hudson Bay and James Bay would walk to the York factory to go to work in the early spring, early summer. And then in that way, some would work in Fort Severn, some would go to York factory,